Continuing our Perry LeCompton locker room chat one final time here as we're putting a bow on the 25-26 high school basketball season. The playoffs are upon us, and we're pleased to be joined now by Matt Simmons, the Cause Boys basketball coach, again presented by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, you know, you go into this year, Ronnie Baker, of course, arguably your best player, goes down with a football injury. We see him last week, get on the floor on senior night, get a bucket, of course, unable to play with him this year, but that was a cool scene against Valley Falls. 16 wins, you know, without maybe your best player. You know, you grind through a very good Big East. You get yourself into a top four seed in sub-state. Talk about the overall landscape of this 25-26 season with arguably without your best player.
Yeah, you know, it's been a blast. It's been a really good year. You know, you try to be optimistic, but as a coach, you know all the context. You know, missing your best player, and you know you're having five brand new starters and a couple seniors who touched the floor a little bit but hadn't played much and starting brand new. So you want to be optimistic but also kind of understand it may be a year of growing pains. And it just wasn't. You know, they work so hard and they're so coachable and great leadership. And kids stepped up and worked hard all summer for this time. And, not only do we have 16 wins, 22 out of the 23 games, we've had a chance to win.
Yeah.
When we played Silver Lake second game of the year, I think it was like a 12-point loss. And every single game that we've lost other than that has been six or less points. And to have the chance to win in every game shows we're doing the right things. We've won a ton of close ones. Big wins this year at Rossville and Hiawatha and Jeff West in the tournament and Valley Falls. And, you know, I could go on and on. Our schedule is just so brutal. And, you know, Matt Sabetha had a chance to win and, NEK had a chance to win. So, you know, we don't really have too many terrible losses. It's close ones to really good teams. And to put ourselves in a top four and win the point put and be the three seed in sub-state. Yeah. Very proud of the guys. And, you know, it's their parents have just done a great job preparing them for this moment. And they're great kids and they played growing up and they enjoy each other. And, I couldn't be happier with the product we put on the floor this year.
And we talked about it a little bit last week, again, just kind of mentioning the seniors, but again, just kind of expanding on that in our final conversation. Good core group. You had a chance to start a few of them, you know, in that Valley Falls game that may have not seen a ton of minutes throughout the course of the year. But again, whether you're playing or not, you are a contributor to this team.
Yeah, you know, and I don't think this group would like me saying this, but they didn't win a lot in middle school. And then in their C team year, they took a lot of lumps. And then they were our JV for 2 years, and here they are as seniors and have just stayed the course and have stayed coachable and stayed working hard and bought into what we preach here. And, you know, a guy like Dayton Tucker, he'll never get the love, but I know that other teams look at us and say, hey, that's one of the kids that helps them win. He defensively is one of the best defensive players I've ever coached. He's always in the right spot. He understands assignments. He turns down good shots for great shots, makes big play after big play. And then Colby Krein, you know, this, you look at him and he's not real intimidating. And then, but everyone's scared of him now. He can go off for eight or nine threes in a game. He broke the school record the other night. He's at 66 threes in the season already. The record was 63. He's one of the best humans I've ever been around. Just a great kid. And then, you know, five other seniors of kids who've just built their way up and help us in practice every day. And guys like Jacob O'Trimble find his way onto the floor. And Ozzy Erdley helps us every day. And Ryland Freeman and Caleb Comper plays big minutes for us this year. And Peter told me that as a freshman. I'm not sure I would have agreed with you. And he just is a great kid and plays hard and super high IQ. And I've been really blessed with great kids and great players and great seniors, and it's been a great year.
All right, Coach, real quick, you mentioned the tiebreaker, so getting the three seed instead of the four seed, which puts you in a matchup with Pleasant Ridge. Now, a team out of the Northeast Kansas League, it was your first game right out of the holiday break. You got to go all the way back to January 2nd. You hosted P. Ridge. You won that game big, but I'm assuming both teams are a little bit different now compared to nearly 2 months ago. Talk about the matchup with Pleasant Ridge in the opener on Thursday night. What's it going to take to make a run here throughout the postseason?
Yeah, it's everything's out the window now. We just talked about this awesome season we've had, and everybody's 0-0, you know, as the cliche kind of goes. And, you know, they just went and beat Riverside the other night, who's the four seed in our sub-state. When they came in and we saw them in the warm-ups, coaching staff and I were like, good grief, they looked the part. I mean, the Layton kids shoot the lights out. They got the 6'3 twins. They've got size everywhere, and they're playing better as of late. I think Oski just beat them, I think, by like eight, and they had someone go off for 37 and still only won by 8. So they're playing well right now. You know how it goes in the sub-state and postseason. Anyone could win any night, and
yep.
We are taking them very, very seriously. We are not looking ahead by any means, and hopefully have a great crowd and start the sub-state run with a big win at home Thursday night.
Yep, we're excited for it. Matt Simmons joining us, Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach, getting the cost 3 seed in the sub-state, hosting Pleasant Ridge in the opening round on Thursday night. Coach, can't thank you enough, man, throughout the course of the year. Thank you so much for the time each and every week, the fans, parents, everybody involved. Appreciate it very much, and good luck here throughout the postseason.
Thanks, Brandon. We appreciate all the coverage. It's been a great year.